from KQED.
Gauging the health of the economy is a tricky business. Economists spend a lot of time combing through statistics, but it's hard to feel human blood pulsing through data, and it's easy to miss the signs of life that don't manifest on paper. Imagine stopping by every storefront in person to ask how things are going. A hyperlocal news blog called Mission Local has been doing just that in San Francisco, about a 20-minute bus ride from most of the city's famous tourist attractions. There's just enough room in the Mission Local office for a clutch of computers, a couch, kitchen, and a toilet. It's not that different from most newsrooms, but Mission Local represents a real shift in strategy for UC Berkeley's Graduate School of Journalism. It used to be incoming graduate students first learned to write for newspapers and magazines, but the business of journalism is changing, says Professor Lydia Chavez.
The idea was that we had to start training with multimedia and go cross-platform from the get-go. So that changed the nature of the classes, and the idea was that each class would create a hyperlocal site.
Chavez chose her own neighborhood.
To me, it's just like an incredible place for news. Every urban issue is in the Mission. Immigration, crime, gangs. We're covering a place that has everything, and so we can do local, national, foreign stories.
A glance at the assignment boards on the wall confirms the possibilities are endless. There's everything from a photo slideshow on Latina moms who play soccer to a hard news breakdown of the San Francisco budget. A police scanner gives reporters a visceral sense of the Mission as emergency responders perceive it. This area is plagued by high crime rates, but with more than 60,000 residents, many of them hipsters hailing from all over the world, the Mission is an undeniable hotbed of trend-setting fashion and food.
Definitely, the Mission is an incubator for restaurant ideas. And for ice cream, new ice cream stores. I mean, this is freezing. It's San Francisco. We have 4 or 5 ice cream stores.
And that's not counting frozen yogurt.
There you go.
Reporter Armand Imamshme chimes in.
Empanadas, cookies, you know, baked goods, mobile goods that broadcast your location on Twitter, you know. We have a lot of things going on here.
For the last 6 months, Mission Local reporters have been researching commercial vacancies, one by one. They've found listless real estate heirs sitting on properties, struggling entrepreneurs short of capital, family-run firms upended by divorce or illness. Reporter Betty Bastidas says many Latinos who worked in construction have stopped working, or at least stopped eating out, so the restaurants that cater to them have dropped their prices, cut employee hours, and translated menus into English. That's the story behind Las Tinajas.
It's a Nicaraguan restaurant, and they've been around for, I think, over 20 years, and since he's opened it, this has been like one of the worst downturns that the restaurant has gone through. So he's not under, but he's just kind of struggling.
The Mission is half Latino. Mission Local reporters say survival for small business owners appears to depend on catering to the working class and locals less affected by the downturn. There are fortunes to be made in the Mission, and falling rents have inspired entrepreneurs. In one case the news site has covered extensively, a couple of experienced shop owners decided to launch a new business when their son, a recent college graduate, couldn't find work. That's how Ivan Lopez launched the Artillery Apparel Gallery.
We focus on featuring local design and local artists, so we do hand-painted T-shirts. It's one of the most popular products.
Down the street and around the corner, Miscuatl sells indigenous Mexican art and jewelry. As Rigo Hernandez reported for Mission Local, Miscuatl's owner, Connie Rivera, used to sell at swap meets and county fairs.
¿Sigo yendo?
¿Y ahora sigue yendo?
Oh, claro. Nosotros.
She tells Hernandez that as the recession drags on, she's contemplating a return to street sales to help cover the rent.
Boleto, boleto, boleto.
As for Mission Local, it's too soon to say whether hyperlocal news blogs will prove economically viable. Professor Lydia Chavez says the Berkeley sites are supported, for now, by a grant from the Ford Foundation.
It definitely is an experiment in trying to find a sustainable model, and it's part of that effort. We haven't spent a whole lot of time on the business aspect of it, but we're trying.
It helps, she adds, that when school is in session, the reporters come free. See more of the Mission and Mission Local at our website, CaliforniaReport.org.